afternoon, everybody.
大家好，大家好。
大家下午好，好，小朋友可以去主日学了。
God bless you all.
神祝福大家。大家听得清楚牧师吗？声音吗
？Good, good. Can you hear me? Good. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. One of my favorite programs on TV.
我自己最喜欢的一个电视节目呢。
Is seeing people restore things.
是看很多人他们去修复一些东西。
Could be a piece of furniture. Could be a car.
可能是修复一个车或者是一件家具。
And so restoration is a very important thing that we do in life.
所以重新恢复一件事情呢，是我们生命中常常会遇见的，也是很重要的。
Little bit louder for me. For me, so I can hear. Yeah. Okay. God is also into restoration.
神也在我们的生命当中做这个恢复的工作。
Salvation.It's restoring our relationship with Him.
救恩呢，就是恢复我们与神的关系。
Healing is restoring our body, soul, and mind.
医治呢，是修复我们的灵魂底的完全。
So God is into restoration.
所以神的工作就是来修复我们，恢复我们。
In fact, much of His work is to restore us.
所以对于神来说，大部分的工作是要来恢复我们。
So if we are not being restored,
如果我们没有经历这个恢复的过程
then we're not.Connecting with God in a proper way.
那么我们跟神的那个连接也不是很好。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, restoration is not the same as repairing.
这个重新的恢复呢，跟这个修理这个意思呢有点不同。
Restoration is more than just repairing something.
这个重新的恢复呢，不仅仅在于把这个东西修理好。
And so, why do we need restoration?
为什么我们需要经过这个恢复的过程呢
？It's because something is broken down.
那么很明显是可能是有破坏的地方，有坏掉的地方。
Or because something is old and it needs to be renewed.
或者是有些部件已经过时了，坏掉老了，那么需要有新的东西的替代。
And on these programs, sometimes you see a settee or a chair completely color changed.
那么有时候我们看到节目当中那些家具，它们颜色变了以后，重新恢复以后，颜色也焕然一新。
So restoration involves repairing something that's broken.
那么这个恢复的过程包括把那些破的地方修好。
Making something, restoring it back to as new.
那么也包括把这些恢复它本身全新的样子。
Or could even changing the look of something.
或者把它完全它外面的外表都焕然一新。
Now, in the Bible,We could talk about all day about healing, salvation, but today we're not going to be talking about that kind of restoration.
那么在圣经当中，如果我们要讲医治或者讲救恩的话，会有很多时间可以讲到。
Now, one of the reasons why we need restoration is when the enemy attacks us.
那么很大一个原因，我们需要神的恢复，是因为仇敌攻击我们的时候。
You know, in everyday life, the devil.Is trying to kill, steal, and destroy our lives.
我们知道仇敌来是为了偷取、杀戮和毁坏的工作。
The very fact that you can't see him, that you don't notice that he's attacking you, he's succeeding.
很多时候我们可能意识不到我们被仇敌攻击，也看不到他的作为，是因为他已经在得逞了。
If you can see the devil attacking you, then you know exactly what he is doing.
很多时候，如果你已经意识到你在被仇敌攻击，那么就是你已经注意到他的作为了。
So that you can respond to him.
那么你可以针对他的攻击有所反应。
Or we could be attacked by the world.
我们也可以被我们这个世界东西所攻击。
At work.
我们在我们的职场上。
All this is trying to damage you.
这所有的东西都尝试来摧毁我们。
Try to take from you.
尝试从我们这边得到索取一些东西。
You know, if somebody have a car accident and they are paralyzed, they basically stop virtually living.
那么如果有一个人遭遇了车祸，他们身体瘫痪，那么他所遭遇的就是 停止了他工作能力。
Although you are alive, but you actually stop living.
那么就是其实虽然你还活着，但是你已经没有活下去的意义了。
Some people they've gone through such a traumatic divorce.
有些人
they stop living.
有些人他们经历了一些很惨痛的那个离婚的过程以后，他们好像没有活下去的意义了。
Or a child could be bullied at school, they stop living.
或者你孩子在学校受到欺负的时候，那么他们也觉得没有活下去的意义。
Or some young man or young woman has failed their entrance exam or failed to get a job, they stop living.
或者有些年轻人他们的考试没有及格，或者他们的工作没有通过的时候，他们觉得生命也没有意义了。
So the world and the devil has many different ways of stealing, destroying, or killing our lives.
所以这个世界这个环境又用很多不同各种不同的方法来尝试偷取毁坏并且杀戮我们。
But then God says, I have come to give life, to give it more abundantly.
主耶稣说 我来是要给你们生命，并要给你们得丰盛的生命。
God is the opposite.
主所做的是跟魔鬼相反的东西。
He is the life giver.
他是赐生命的主。
He is here to restore.
他来是要恢复我们的生命。
To restore what the devil has stolen. To restore what the devil has destroyed. And to restore what the devil has killed.
他要来恢复仇敌来做我们所偷取的。他要恢复仇敌已经杀害的破坏的东西。
So in Job chapter 42 verse 10 we read the story of Job, how he went through so many trials. And in the end,Job chapter 42, not 41.
在约伯记的四十二章
It says, And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job. And when he had prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
约伯记四十二章第十节这里说约伯为他的朋友祈祷耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回并且耶和华赐给他的比他从前所有的加倍。
Unfortunately, today I prepared my slides and I've forgotten to send it to the.
哦，今天牧师他准备好了。
That's why it looks different.
准备好了幻灯片，但是可能忘了发给我们的同工。
So Job went through many trials.
约伯呢在这里经历了很多的光很多的苦难。
Although God allowed it.
好像看似是神所允许的这些苦境。
But it actually was instigated by the devil.
但是呢，我们知道是魔鬼从中作祟。
Amen. Now, don't ask me why God allowed it.
大家不要问我为什么神会允许这样的事情发生在约伯身上。
Amen.
因为我也不知道。
One thing we do know, God is still in charge.
我们所知道的是神仍然在掌权。
All Job is trying to tell you, God is in charge.
约伯想告诉我们，神仍然掌权。
We are not to question why has God allowed it.
我们不。还轮不到我们去质问神说神为什么允许这个事情发生
That's not how you read the Bible.
这不是我们应该读圣经的一个态度
Because you're judging God.
因为我们好像论断神
But what you should read from the Bible is God is in control.
那么我们读圣经得到一个信息应该是知道说神仍然在掌权
Amen? Amen. So even when you see that you're losing control in your life
尽管我们可能生命中觉得我们失去控制的时候
One thing you should be comforted God is still in control.
那么今天我们所得到这个安慰就是我们知道我们的神仍然在掌权。
And when the trial was over, God restored from Job twice as much as what he has lost.
所以当约伯所经历这个试炼结束以后，神所赐给他的比他以前所有的还要加倍。
So when God restores, he restores it back to something better than it was before.
所以神所恢复给他赐给他的是比他以前更好更丰盛。
When God restored man,Back to how Adam was, he actually restored more than Adam.
所以当神把我们恢复成造亚当那个时候状况，他是这个光景是胜过之前的。
We are not only as good as Adam, we are beyond Adam. In other words, we have been elevated, exalted much higher than Adam.
所以当我们人被恢复的时候，我们达到的光景是胜过亚当那时的光景。
Amen. That's how God does it.
这是神的作为。
He doesn't just put it back as normal; he make it better.
他不光只是让我们回到那个正常的状态，而且比之前更好了。
So whatever the enemy tried to destroy or steal from you, when God restores, he restores back to much better.
所以当神要尝试来恢复仇敌从我们这里所夺取的，那么他所恢复给我们的是超过我们自己所失去的。
In Joel chapter 2 verse 25 we read, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, that the hopper, the destroyer and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you.
这是约珥记二章二十八节。好，我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、男子、蚱蜢、茧虫，那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。
So even when the locust has completely eaten and destroyed the land of Israel, God promised to restore it back.
虽然那个时候他们的田地遭受那些蝗虫，那些所以那虫子的伤那些伤害，但是神说他仍然会要补还他们。
So what shall we do when the enemy decides to attack us?
所以当仇敌尝试攻击我们的时候，我们要做什么呢？
Through no fault of us, we didn't do anything wrong.
尽管我们什么都没有做。
The world decided to attack you. We didn't do anything wrong.
我们可能就是无缘无故受到攻击的时候。
And many times when we go out into the world, we haven't done anything wrong. It just happened.
很多时候就是我们可能去到这个世界，我们自己并没有做出什么，但是就是受到攻击了。
Amen. What happens when that happens to you?
那么当这样的情况发生的时候，我们应该怎么办呢？
You ask for restoration.
那我们求主赐给我们有恢复。
Because God is in the business of restoring.
因为神是关乎这个恢复的神。
Don't just say, "Oh, life is as such as such."
不要在那边怨天尤人。
Don't just accept it.
不要只是单单的去接受。
Take up your arm,
拿起我们的武器。
And go to God,
来到我们的神面前。
And begin to plead for restoration.
那么在神面前来祈求。
Because it is only through restoration can you have your life back.
因为只有通过恢复呢，我们才得到我们的生命。
If your body is completely broken, the only way you can live your life is when He restores your body.
所以当我们的身体支离破碎的时候，我们可以活下去的原因是只有得到这个恢复以后才能活下去。
When you have a mental breakdown, the only way to reclaim your life is when God restores your mind.
当我们的精神遭到一些毁坏的时候，我们可以正常的思维的方式就是神恢复我们。
If the doctors can't do nothing,
如果医生都束手无策的时候，
God can do something.
我们的神可以做。
Amen.
Amen.
Not everything can be fixed by us.
世上不是所有东西都是靠我们自己可以做到的。
If it's not possible with us, it's possible with God.
尽管很多时候对于我们来说不能成的事，但是在神里面皆有可能。
But when you ask for restoration, don't just say, "God, bring it back to as it was."
当我们求神给我们恢复的时候，不只是跟神祷告说，神啊，恢复到原本的样子。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30 to 31 says, "People do not despise a thief."If he steals and to satisfy his appetite when he is hungry. But if he's caught, he will repay sevenfold.
所以这里说，人若被找着，他必赔还七倍，必将家中所有的尽都偿还。
It's Proverbs chapter 6. Yes.
好，箴言的第六章三十到三十节，则贼因饥饿偷窃充饥，人不藐视他。但是若被找着，他必赔还七倍，必将家中所有的尽都偿还。
So if the devil comes to steal, yeah.
所以当这个仇敌来偷窃的时候
，and if you don't catch him,
如果你没有抓到他
，you lose.
那么我们就损失了。
But if you catch him,
但如果被我们抓着了
，according to Proverbs.
那么根据这个箴言这里所说的
He must repay seven times over.
他必定要偿还我们七倍。
Job was paid twice over.
那么跟我看到约伯呢，神加倍的偿还他。
Proverbs recommends seven times over.
箴言呢，建议我们要索取七倍的偿还。
So when I pray,
所以当我们祷告的时候
I show the Lord Proverbs chapter 6.
那我们来用这个箴言的经文来跟我们的神祷告。箴言三十一章，箴言六章。主啊，你的话语所说的。
Seven times, please.
你说的，如果被抓着了，那么他要赔偿还七倍。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, it is time to catch the thief.
所以是时候我们要抓着那个仇敌。
What is actually stealing from you?
到底是谁在从你这边偷取呢？
The enemy is trying to steal from you.
仇敌想尝试从我们这边偷
取。Every time when you try to do something, the door shut.
每次我们想尝试做一些事情的时候，那个门总是关上。
Life seems to be stuck. There seems to be a dead end.
总是生命遭遇一些光景死角、死胡同。
You try to pray.
你尝试祷告。
You try to do all kinds of things.
你尝试做各种各样的事情。
You try to understand your situation.
你尝试是明白到底发生什么了。
But nothing moves on.
但总是事情没有进展。
Pray.
那我们祷告。
And the Lord will show you.
神会向你显明。
There's a thief.
你生命中有一个盗贼。
That is stealing from you.
这个盗贼在向你偷取。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you leave something out in the open,
如果我们有些东西是敞开的，
and next day you see it's gone,
那么第二天你看到它不在了，
something has eaten it,
那么就是可能被某些东西吃掉了。
Amen. It tells you something is not right.
所以会告诉我们有事情不对劲。
Something is open.
有些东西是有破口。
And don't say, oh God has allowed it.
不要去跟哦，只是觉得说哦，神啊，你
这件事情发生。 Don't look for all kinds of explanation.
不要尝试一些很奇奇怪怪的说法。
But ask the Lord.
我们来寻求神。
What's going on?
问神到底发生了什么。
And the Lord may show you or will show you it is a thief.
所以神会向你亲自的显明到底是什么原因，可能是一个贼来偷取了。
And if it's a thief,
如果是这个盗贼的话，
you deal with the thief.
你一定要处理这个贼。
And ask for sevenfold restoration.
然后求神给你有七倍的偿还。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.Don't be satisfied with. Just give me back what I've lost.
所以我们不只是满足于哦，把我失去的给回我就好了。
Give me back what I've lost with high interest.
所以要连本带息的还给我。
Hallelujah! Be a loan shark to the devil.
所以对于仇敌来说，我们不要客气。
Amen. Now it may take you some time. Really? Yes. Try it. Do something.
可能你会觉得哦，真的。会发生吗？是的，我们尝试这样做吧。
So one of the ways why we need restoration is because we're under attack.
很多时候我们需要这个修复，是因为我们知道我们在受到攻击。
So you got to know that the world and Satan are there to destroy, to cheat on you, to kill you.
我们要知道这个世界和仇敌无时无刻不在攻击我们，想要摧毁，
并
且偷取。
Even when you say I don't believe that,
尽管你说可能我不相信
，and I.Even we say, does that only happen to Christians? No, it happens to everybody.
可能因为说是不是只是发生在基督徒身上？不是的，是在所有人身上都。
But as a Christian, we have somebody who can see what's going on.
但是作为基督徒，我们知道有一位神知道，有一位人是知道在发生的事情。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字是称为耶稣。
He is our good shepherd.
他是我们的好牧人。
He sees the wolves.
他知道来偷羊的那些狼。
He sees the bear.
他看到那个熊，
he sees the lion.
他看到那只狮子。
And guess what he got in his hand?
那么你知道这个牧人手中拿的是什么呢？
He's got a staff. He's got a rod.
他拿的那个杖和他的竿。
Amen.
Amen.
And he will give you power.
他会赐给你权柄。
To overcome.
让你得胜。
And this power is called the Holy Spirit.
那么这个能力称为圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.
If you know this, the enemy will think twice.Whether to attack you.
如果你明白这样的道真理的话，那么仇敌可能在攻击你的时候都要三思而行。
Because every time when he does so, he loses seven times more.
因为他如果不小心被你抓着的话，那么他要赔上七倍。
Amen.
Amen.
The second reason why we need restoration is because sometimes we sin against God.
很多时候我们需要神的恢复，是因为很多时候我们冒犯了神。
We live in disobedience.
我们活在一个悖逆的生命当中。
Sin destroys.
我们知道罪会毁坏我们的生命。
It destroys your marriage.
也会毁坏我们的婚姻。
It destroys your ministry.
会毁坏我们的事工。
Sometimes when we read how ministers spend 30, 40 years building up a ministry that reaches out to the globe, and it takes one act of sin.To completely destroy 30, 40 years of work.
我们其实看过很多这样的案例，当有些很有恩膏的神的仆人，他们花了30-40年来建立一个事工的时候，当已经全球性的事工，但是因为一次的犯罪，
It took David one adultery to completely destroy, bring destruction to all his inheritance.
让大卫因为他一次的犯罪，让他后面的千千万代都受罪的咒诅，一失足成千古恨。
That's why never.Think sin is nothing.
所以我们一定不要轻看罪所带来的一个后果。
It may be pleasurable.
可能当时在你在那个愉悦当中。
But it actually is quite destructive.
但是它的摧毁性是非常强大的。
Amen. And that's how the enemy gets into many lives of people, many successful people.
这也是仇敌怎么借着这样的方式进入到很多那成功人士的生命当中。
Just one act.Something that will completely destroy your family.
就是你一次犯罪会彻底的摧毁你的家庭和你的婚姻。
It destroys your marriage, destroys your children's lives.
毁坏你的婚姻，毁坏你的孩子的生命。
Just one act of disobedience.
可能你一次的悖逆。
It's actually more dangerous than anything else.
其实这比任何东西带来的那个毁坏性。
You know, we are all afraid of viruses and COVID.But I'm telling you, the virus that you should be more afraid of is sin.
那时候我们谈起疫情的时候，我们很快害怕那些病毒啊，那些什么东西。但是我们真正应该小心的是我们里面的罪。
But when we repent,
但是当我们在神面前悔改的时候
，He restores.
神来重新的恢复我们。
So the first one I was talking to you about, you're under attack. The second one is when we are disobedient and we live in sin.We destroy our own lives, but when we repent, praise the Lord, there is restoration.
所以刚刚我讲的，我们需要恢复的第一个原因，是因为我们受到仇敌的攻击；第二个原因是我们自己活在罪中，我们活在悖逆当中的时候。但是当我们来到神面前，求神向神认罪悔改，神会重新的恢复并且建立我们。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3 says,
生命记的三十章三节。
Moses is talking to Israel.
这是摩西对以色列百姓所说。
When you live disobedient life, and when you repent, God will restore you.
他说，当如果你曾经悖逆，但是你回转向神悔改的时候，神会再次来恢复你。
Then the Lord God, your God, will restore your fortunes and have mercy on you, and He will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you.
这里说那时耶和华你的神必连续你 救回你这被掳的子民耶和华你的神要回转过来从分散你的万民中将你招聚回来
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 says Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgressions you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness keep which on yourselfLest you too be tempted.
加拉太书六章一节这里说：“弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人，就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。”
See, all of us are not exempt from temptations.
所以我们大家都会有遇到试探的时候。
Even when we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, we are still clothed with this sinful.We still dwell in a sinful world, and we are clothed with a sinful flesh.
所以，虽然我们被耶稣基督的宝血所洁净，但是我们活在这个有罪的世界，我们仍然有那个罪身在我们的里面。
And we are not fully saved until we get to heaven, where God gives us a new body.
我们还没有完全完成这个救赎的救恩的部分，直到我们去到天堂见到主耶稣。
So don't be too hard on yourself.
所以我们不要。太刚硬了。
We are all people that needs mercy.
我们知道说我们每个人都需要神的怜悯。
See, I may not be so merciful.
那时候可能我们自己都不是很有怜悯之心的人。
But God is more mercy.
但是我们知道我们的神是很有怜悯的。
You know, after being a pastor for so long, you begin to become less merciful.
那时候我觉得我自己做了牧师很多年之后，我的心好像越来越没有怜悯了。
Sometimes I say to people, if you love hell so much,Then go ahead.
很多时候我真的是我都受不了说如果你这么喜欢这个地狱那就请便吧
Fellowship with hell.
那你在地狱当中去去该干嘛干嘛吧。
Enjoy the barbecue.
那你你去享受那个焚烧的感觉吧。
Amen. But you know what? Even the worst of us, God still has mercy.
就是很多时候我们觉得自己糟糕透的时候，但是神仍然有怜悯。
This is one thing that frustrates me with God.
很多时候我就让我对神很不知道怎么处理。
You know, there are sometimes a certain people you feel.If only God gives them a tour of hell.
很多时候面对有些人的时候，你说哇，如果让他们尝尝地狱的滋味的时候。
Or if they go through a terrible disease.
如果他们真的让他们要经历一些很惨痛的疾病的时候。
Perhaps they may be a better person.
可能只有这样，可能改变他们心意，让他们变成一个更好的人吧。
I remember I told you this before.There was somebody that, when I used to work, was always attacking me.
我记得我之前在工作上，我单位上总是有人常常攻击我。
And he gathered all the other people to attack me.
然后呢，他还联合其他人一起来攻击我。
Then I said, then I started praying hard at home.
然后当时我在家里就真的很迫切祷告。
I said, Lord,
我说主啊
，break him.Destroy him.
然后说摧毁这个攻针对我的这个人，破坏他。
You know, let him do something to him.
主啊，你在他生命做一些事情吧，我受够了。
So I was praying the devil's prayer.
我好像就变成仇魔鬼一样，祷告一些好像很不好的。
And then several weeks later, and then several weeks later.
然后我祷告之后的几周
，He was making coffee.
然后我
he was making coffee.
然后我那个针对我的同事呢，在
那个泡咖啡。And I walked into the kitchen. Said, Joshua, do you want a cup of coffee?
然后当时我去到那个茶水部的时候，他问我，Joshua, 你要不要喝杯茶，喝杯咖啡
？I said, okay.
我说好吧。
What's the good news?
我说，你心情看得很，是不是有什么好消息呢
？The past few weeks, my life is so good.
然后你知道吗？哇，过去几周，我的生命简直太棒了。
My wife has come back to me. Everything is good. I have a home.
然后我说我的妻子也回家了，然后一切都很好，然后啊，我终于有一个家了。
Then I said, "Good for you."
啊，我当时咬牙切齿地说，你就好了。
So I drove home that day, and I thought, "God, why are you like that?"
然后那天我回到家以后，我就对神发脾气，我说，神啊，为什么会这样子
？And I remember pressing on the premier radio that day.
我记得那一天我打开那个录音机收音机
and immediately the I don't know who it was that spoke out somebody was prophesying
当时我打开那个收音机的时候很奇怪当时有一个那个节目当中有人在那边发预言
son are you angry with me
然后那个我听到那个话就说孩子你在跟我发脾气吗
I said yes
生我的气吗
so I was talking to the radio
然后神就
yes I'm angry
然后我就回应说是的我很生气
you're angry because I didn't do what you asked me to do in your prayers
然后那个收音机继续说你生气是因为我没有垂听你的祷告
I said yes you didn't do what I asked you to do
我说是啊 你没有做我向你求的东西啊
and then because I'm merciful
然后他那个人接着说因为我是有慈爱的怜悯的神
said, I don't agree with you
但是我不认同你的做法
You're an unjust God
你是一个很不公平的神
I'm the one who's suffering
我是那个受苦的人、
I ask you to do something
然后我叫你帮我做点事情
To break his leg or give him an extra head
或者把他的脚摔
掉 But you bless him
然后让他受点小小的苦但是你反而祝福他了
You see, sometimes we argue with God
我们常常会跟神去讨价还价。
We want to take control over our enemies.
我们想用我们的方法去控制我们的仇敌。
We use all of our anointing and prayer and curse our neighbors.
然后可能我用我们很多恩膏、我的能力去咒诅我们的邻居。
Amen. But God is merciful.
但是我们知道我们的神真的是很有怜悯的神。
See, although God blessed this man,
虽然神当时看的是他祝福了我的那个针对我的同事。
Three months later,
三个月之后
，God in His own ways.
神按照他的方法
made that person fired.
然后让那个人被迫被解除了被辞职了
He got kicked out of the company.
然后他被辞退了离开公司
And I looked at God.
然后当时我就望向天
Why are you so merciless?
我说为什么你现在这么残忍
Although I was so happy, I thought, whoa, God is awesome.
然后当时虽然我觉得好像他是很开心，但是觉得没想到神有这样的做法。
He has his own ways of dealing with your enemies.
神有他自己的方法来处理我们的仇敌。
But he does it righteously.
神是用公义的方法来行。
We do it streetwise.
我们是用我们自己人的方法。
We do rough justice.
我们所谓的人的自以为意来行。
God is righteous.
神是公义。
That's why God is more merciful than us.
这是神为什么比我们更有怜
悯。God is good.
神是良善的。
Because he can't be anything else.
因为他除了好以外，他没有任何其他的东西。
And when he let that person go, he did it out of righteousness.
所以当那个人被辞退的时候，神这个做法是出于公义。
Did that person find another good job?
那么那个同事他找到另外一份工作吗？
Yes, he found a better job.
那个同事被辞退以后找到一份更好的工作。
It makes it even more unjust.
然后让我觉得好像更不公平了。
But God solved the problem.
但是神解决了我的问题。
For me.
解决了我的问题。
Amen. That's why I never judge God or how he does things. But he solves problems.
所以我们不要去论断神做事的方法。
So,
神他是为解决我们的问题。
He restored my working life.
所以神解决了我在职场上的问题。
God solves problems.
神解决我们的很多问题。
You see what God eventually wants to do for us.
神最终想要为我们做的是什么？
In this restoration, is to restore our souls.
所以在这个恢复的过程当中，神要恢复我们的魂。
By restoring our souls, He's restoring life.
所以当他恢复我们的魂的时候，他也恢复我们的生命。
By healing our bodies, He's restoring our soul.
当神医治我们的身体的时候，他也在恢复我们的。
By getting rid of your enemy, he's restoring your soul.
所以当神处理到我们的仇敌的时候，他也在恢复我们的魂。
Do you see what I'm trying to say?
那你明白我在说什么吗？
You see, we need restoration in many different areas of our life, but each one comes back to one thing. He wants our soul to be well.
所以很多生命当中，我们很多领域需要神的恢复，但是所有恢复的这种最终的目的，是让神要恢复我们的魂。
Because if your soul is not well, you stop living.
所以当我们的魂很破碎的时候，我们觉得活着没有意义。
So it could be a mental problem, it could be a physical problem, it could be a relationship problem, it could be a work problem, something that will paralyze your life.
所以不管是我们精神上的问题、情感上的问题、我们的肉体上的问题，或者是我们工作关系上的问题，这些所有的问题导致我们生命出现瘫痪的状态。
But God has a solution just for you.
但是神有一个方法只是为了你。
Before you even experience the problem, He has already got the solution.
在我们面对问题之前，神已经有解决的方法。
It's amazing. I've seen it happen several times in my own family.How I was facing this incredible, difficult problem, but yet the solution was already prepared by God several years ago.
所以我自己我觉得很奇妙，就我自己生命中、我的家庭中所经历的，我们面对一些很奇不可能解决的问题的时候，其实后来我才意识到，几年前神已经预备了这个问题的答案。
God will not let you anything stop you from living.
神不会允许任何东西阻止你的生活。
He promises to restore our souls.
因为神应许我们要恢复我们的。
So in Psalm 23 verse 3 he said, He restores my soul, He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
在诗篇的二十三篇第三节这里讲，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Now I'm coming to the most important part of what I'm trying to say to you today.
好，今天我到了我今天讲到的最重要的一点了。
Because I received this morning in a dream.
这是我在今天早上在我的梦中我领受到的。
I was shocked.
我自己很震惊。
So what I'm saying to you is prophetic.
所以我跟大家说的是带有预言的。
A voice came to me and said this thing.
有一个声音来对我说。
In my dream.
在我的梦里。
About the sermon.
是关于我今天这个讲道的内容。
So therefore, it must be important.
所以如果是关乎这个讲道，那么就是很重要的。
Because to restore your soul, God is trying to restore how you see things.
当神来恢复我们的魂的时候，神会来恢复我们看事情的角度。
The biggest problem that we have is how we see things.
因为很多时候我们最大的问题是我们看事情的角度。
And many times we don't see it the way God sees it.
很多时候我们无法从神的眼目去看待事情。
When sometimes when we see things and we think we know the truth, in fact we've been lied to.
很多时候我们看待一些事情，我们知道，以为我们知道一些真理，但是其实我们是在谎言当中。
Either somebody has lied to us, or we lied to ourselves.
或者被人蒙骗，或者是我们自欺欺人。
And that's where the struggle is.
这也是我们所有挣扎的一个根源。
And that's why many times our souls are not restored.
这是为什么很多时候我们的魂没有经历这个恢复的过程。
That's why we can't receive our restoration.
也是我们不能领受神所应许的恢复。Because
we don't know what we actually need restoring.
就是我们看不到我们需要得到恢复的那个领域和地方。
Amen. Let's give you a very, very simple, obvious example.
我给大家一个非常简单、很明显的例子。
A man who's a gambler, he's in debt.
一个嗜赌的人，他负债。
All he can see is his debt.
那么他所看到的就是他所欠的债，负的债。
And he knows if my debt can be paid off, then I am restored.
那么他觉得说，如果我的债被偿还了以后，那么我就会得到恢复。
But he doesn't realize what he needs restoring is not his debt, but his gambling addiction.
但是他没有想到的是，他真的需要得的恢复的并不只是他所欠的债，而是他要从这个嗜赌的这个瘾当中释放出来。
Now that is a very simple, obvious example.
这是很简单、很明显的一个例子。
But other things in life are not straightforward.
但可能很多时候我们生命中的一些情况没有这么显而易见。
Why is my marriage breaking down?
为什么我的婚姻支离破碎？
Why am I having problems here?
为什么我在这方面有些问题？
Why am I facing all kinds of mental pressure?
为什么我经历一些很多的抑郁的情况？
Why am I having difficulties here and there?
为什么我在这方面、那方面有很多的困难？
It's not obvious.
可能看上去并没有这么直接、明显。
It needs God to make you see.
我们需要神来开我们的眼看见。
To make you understand.
让我们有明白。
Our eyes need to be open.
我们属灵的眼睛需要被打开。
The eyes of our hearts need to be open.
我们心的眼睛要被打开。
Because if we stick to the way we're thinking,
如果我们只是坚持我们看问题的方法,
we can't be restored.
我们无法得到这个恢复。
If a person doesn't think they're wrong, they can't repent.
如果一个人 他没有觉得自己做错什么，他怎么可能悔改呢？
As I said to you, repentance begins with a change of mind.
因为我们的悔改从一个心思意念的转变开始。
It's a decision that you have to make.
这是我们源于一个决定。
Every repentance has to proceed by a decision.
每一个悔改必须有一个决定开始。
Every forgiveness has to be preceded by a decision.
每一个饶恕要从一个决定开始。
I have decided that I am wrong.
我决定了，我知道我做错了。
I have decided that I've got to forgive.
我决定了，我知道我一定要去饶恕、原谅。
Because otherwise you can't see what's wrong.
因为如果你不下定这个决定，你看不到你自己做错什么。
Many times people see, if only I can have a new husband and a new wife.
很多人他觉得看到有问题的时候，他说哦。 我如果有一个新的太太或者新的丈夫， 可能问题就解决了。
Those people go from one wife, one husband after another, three or four times, divorce after divorce after divorce, they carry on divorcing.
可能有些人就是看不到问题的根源的时候， 他们就一次又一次经离婚、结婚、再离婚的状态。
Because they can't see the problem.
因为他们看不清问题所在。
Amen. So the first thing we've got to realize,
所以我们第一要认清的,
God, the first thing we got to realize that God restores us in order to renew our minds.
所以第一点我们需要认清的，神恢复我们是为了更新我们的心思意念。
So that we can see things differently.
这样我们可以看清楚，更清楚。
So that we can see our lives differently.
所以我们看到我们的生命会不一样。
Many people believe, if only I am rich, then I will be happy. But that's the wrong way to see the life that God has given you.
很多人认为，如果我有钱了，我富有了，我可能我的生命就很开心。
Some people say, why can't I have children like those that family? Why my kids are so difficult?
很多人说，为什么我不像某某某的家庭有他们那样的孩子？为什么我的自己的孩子这么困难难养呢？
Are you like that?
你有没有过类似的经历？
Envying other people's kids, other people's wives, other people's husbands.
羡慕别人家的孩子，羡慕别人家的老公，羡慕别人家的老婆呢？
You see, the reason why God gave you the children because He believed you are the ideal parent for those kids.
很多时候，神为什么把这样的孩子所赐给我们？是相信我们是作为一个最完美的父母来养育这些孩子。
Amen. Amen. They may not be so intelligent. It's because you got the patience.
因为他们可能没有你想象这么聪明，因为神赐给你这样的耐心。
You are the ideal parents for those souls.
对于这些所有的这些小小的灵魂来说，你是最完美的父母。
Now, when you see that, when your eyes are open, suddenly you can love your children.
所以现在，当你的眼目被打开的时候，你会用爱的眼光来看待你的孩子。
You see, God restores us in order for our eyes to open.
所以神恢复我们的魂，以致让我们的眼目被打开，可以看得清楚。
So in the dream, the voice says, "When you pray, what are you really praying for?"
所以在这个我的梦中，这个声音对我说：“当你祷告的时候，你真正祷告求的是什么呢？”
Do you know what you're praying for?
你知道你真正求的是什么吗？
When you're asking for restoration, what are you being restored in?
所以你当你求神给你恢复的时候，你知道你真的需要被恢复的领域是哪里吗？
In a dream, I said, "That's interesting philosophy there."
我说，嗯，这好像是一个很有好意思的那个。
That is a very interesting point. Do we know?
我觉得是有。
What we want restoring in?
这很有意思的一点就是，我们真的知道我们需要被恢复的是什么吗？
Because if we don't, we need to pray.
如果我们都不清楚的话，我们就要寻求。
We need to ask God to open our understanding to know ourselves. What do we actually need restoring so that our soul is well?
所以我们需要跟神祈求，向神开我们的眼睛，看到我们生命当中真正需要被恢复的领域是什么。
Next time when you're praying, why are you praying that?
所以当下一次我们祷告的时候，我们要知道为什么我们要这样祷告。
And then the voice also says the second question.He says, "When I answer your prayers, how would you recognize it's been answered?"
第二，我这个声音给我讲的第二个问题，提的问题是：当你的祷告被垂听的时候，你如何知道你的祷告被垂听了呢？
What does the answered prayer look like?
对你来说，被垂听的祷告是怎样一个情况呢？
You see, it becomes mind-boggling until God opens your eyes.
可能在神打开我们的眼之前，我们好像头脑都很不清楚。
When I woke up, I think I would start thinking, going back and reflecting back at many times when God restored things. It's true.
所以当我醒来之后，我开始回顾我之前的经历。当神真正恢复我的时候，那个光景是怎样
？Many times when I see things as a problem, it's not actually a problem. It's the way I see it.
很多时候，以前我觉得是问题的地方，当神开我的眼睛的时候，我不再看它是一个问题。
Many times God is answering my prayer, but I just can't see He's already answered my prayers.
很多时候，其实神已经垂听了我祷告，只是我的眼睛没有打开，看不见神已经垂听了我祷告了。
So if I don't know what I need restoring, and I don't know what it looks like to when it's restored, then equal God has done nothing.
所以当我们不知道自己什么地方需要真正被恢复，并且我们也不知道神真正恢复我们的时候是怎么样的情况，那么就等于说神什么都没有做。
That's why God seems as though He's doing nothing in my life.
所以好像对于我们很多人的生命来说，神什么都没有做在我们的生命当中。
Because He is doing a lot.
其实是神已经做了很多。
But I just can't see it.
只是我们的眼睛看不到而已。
Amen. God is doing so many things, but my eyes are shut. Where are you, Lord?Why have thou abandoned me?
其实神已经在我们生命做了很多的事情，只是我们的眼睛瞎着，我们看不见神做的事情。然后还埋怨神说神在哪里
？I just say, Lord, you're so right, you're so true.
然后当我醒来的时候，我说：“哦，主啊，你真的是，你说的很对，真的很真实。”
What am I praying? What am I wanting?
我到底在祷告什么？到底要求什么？
Ask that question, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们问自己这样的一个问题。
And then, if God does do something, and if He does answer my prayer, what does the answer prayer look like?
所以神如果真的垂听我们的祷告，当他垂听祷告的时候，应该是怎样一个情况呢？怎样的一个光景呢？
Amen. You see, when that person was removed from the company but got a better job, did God answer my prayer or not?
所以当我那个针对我的同事被炒掉以后，然后去找了份另外的工作，更好的工作，那么对于我来说，神有没有垂听我的祷告呢？
Of course he did.
是啊，神垂听我的祷告。
But why am I not happy?
但是对于我来说，为什么我当时还不开心呢？
Because the real problem in my heart is unforgiveness.
因为当时对于我来说，我的问题是不饶恕。
You understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗？
Because I saw him got a better job, I feel God, he didn't answer my prayer.
因为当时我看到他有得到了一份更好的工作，我觉得神没有回应我祷告。
So there you go. The issue wasn't get rid of him from the company. The issue was I had bitterness.
所以那个问题不是说神要把他从这个公司踢走，而是要神要我处理掉我里面
的问题。If I did not have bitterness, I would have seen it as God delivering me.
所以如果我没有看到我里面的苦毒的时候，我就看不到神其实在释放我。
Instead, I saw God, you are unjust.
然后我反而我觉得说神你好不公平。
Amen.That's why, brothers and sisters, first you've got to ask this question.
So,
why am I praying this?
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们要问自己这个问题，为什么我在求这个事情？
See, why am I praying, God do this to him, God do that to him? If I had this wisdom now, I'm praying because I got bitterness. I want revenge.
所以当我们在反省我们自己，为什么我跟神求要 做这个事情，做那个事情，其实神是让我们看到我们里面是不是有苦毒，我们想要报复呢？
Not because I want deliverance or I want restoration. In fact, the real truth is, God revenge me, kill him.
所以其实我们要来真的是真实的来对待自己的那个心里面的光景，我并不是想要神来恢复我，而是我想要借着神的手来报复这个人。
And then when he got a better job, Lord, why you not kill him?
然后当人家得到更好的工作，我说神啊，其实换言之，我说神啊，你为什么没干掉他呢？
Do you see suddenly it changes the entire picture?
所以当我们有真实的看见的时候，会改变我们整个。
And was my soul well after that?
那么在那个之后，我的灵魂得到恢复了吗？
No, I was angry with God.
并没有，我反而对神很生气。
So that's why, brothers and sisters, if we want our soul to be restored.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们的魂得到苏醒、得到恢复的话
，Exactly why are we praying? What are we praying?
我们必须知道为什么我们祷告，我们真正求的是什么。
And secondly, if God did answer our prayer, what would it look like?
第二点，问我们自己：如果神真的垂听我们的祷告，那么那个被回应祷告的光景应该是什么
？For me, I wanted to see a dead body.
可能对于我来说，我想看到一具死尸在那边。
Instead, not a blessed person, not a person that God.Better job.
我并不想看到一个我的同事被祝福的样子。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, in Acts 26 verse 18.
好，使徒行传的26:18.
Paul, he said to King Agrippa, I was one of the most zealous young men in the religion.
但是保罗说，我当时是在当地那个在那个学识上面是非常有热心的。
I trained hard as a Pharisee.
但是我作为法利赛人呢，苦苦的受到各方面的培训。
Because I was zealous for God.
因为我真的是对神有热心。
So then I saw these Christians.
然后我看到这些所谓的基督徒。
So I was zealous for him.
然后我为神有纯热心。
I was zealous for God.
我为神很火热。
So I started.Persecuting them.
所以我开始逼迫那些基督徒。
And I helped and I assisted those who killed Stephen.
所以我协助那些人去逼迫杀害了史蒂凡。
So here is an example of a man who really saw how spiritual he was in the eyes of God.
所以这是保罗曾经说自己在神眼中是多么属灵的一个人。
Amen.That's what I'm saying. Not every problem is obvious.
所以很多时候不是所有的问题都是显而易见的。
Sometimes when we see things wrongly, it's not obvious.
很多时候我们看事情是有错，并不是很明显的。
If I had a sign here like this, and I put down a great big six.
如果我在这个A4 纸上面写了一个大大的数字六。
And I put it on the floor.
如果放在地上的话。
I see six, and what do you see?
那么我看到16，那么你们看到的是什么呢？
You see 9。
可能你看到数字9。
We can spend all day arguing.
我们可能花一整天时间在那边去辩论。
Is it a 6 or is it a 9?
到底是6还是9呢？我们可以花一天时间在那边辩论。
You see, you can spend all day arguing, Paul. This is not God.
然后你可能跟保罗花一天时间在那边啊辩论说这不是从神来的。
And you can have two opinions.
可以有两个迥然不同的
见解。And you could be arguing with yourself, arguing with God, arguing with your dog and your cat.
你可以跟神、跟人、跟你的动宠物那边争论。
When you can't see something, you can't see something.
当我们有时候瞎眼的时候，我们看不见就是看不见。
We call that blindness.
我们看出称为属灵瞎
眼。So Paul was blind.
那个时候保罗是瞎眼的。
But being so educated, he thinks he's clever that he can see.
但是他觉得自己在书在宗教上面的那些受益，他觉得自己是很聪明、很有智慧的人。
And there goes most of the arguments at home.
所以这也是我们常常在家中发生的很多争论。
I am right and you're definitely wrong.
就是我永远是对的，你永远是错的。
And then when you have children, you lot are definitely wrong.
然后当我们有孩子的时候，那么觉得孩子永远也是错的。
Somehow we're the only one that are right.
很多时候我们是那个永远对的人。
So we're forever angry.
所以我们总是在处于一种
很怒气的状态。And other people are forever wrong.
其他人永远都是错的。
So we always feel unjust.
所以我们常常处在一种不公平的
状态。Misunderstood.
觉得自己被误解的状态。
Our soul is not well.
所以我们的心也很痛。
We pray.
那时候我们祷告
God restore my soul.
我说神啊，你来恢复我的魂。
Change.Her and them.
来改变某某某，改变谁是谁。
And that's what Paul did.
这也是保罗当时曾经的状态。
He took action.
他用他的行动来证明。
We're not extreme as him.
虽然我们还没有他这么好像极端。
So he started killing the Christians.
他开始逼迫杀害。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
Jesus showed up.
当耶稣在他面前显现。
Why are you persecuting me?
他说你为什么逼迫我？
Can you imagine the shock?
可以想象当时保罗之前那种震惊，扫罗。
That he is wrong.
他说啊，难道我错了
？Have you ever experienced that at home when you suddenly realize I'm wrong?
有没有在家里有这样的经历？突然有一天你恍然大悟，觉得啊，原来错的那个人是我。
But we still go, although I'm wrong, I'm still right in some ways.
就算可能意识到自己错了，但碍于情面，好像都放不下面子，承认自己是错的。
But it takes humility.
那个很需要谦卑去承认。
Humility.
谦卑来
to realize perhaps my eyesight is not so good.
那谦卑来，你要需要谦卑的心来承认，可能我当时真的没有看清楚。
Perhaps I'm wrong.
可能我真的错了。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you know people say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
圣经讲说，敬畏耶和华是你智慧的开端。
I believe sometimes to be able to admit that you're wrong is the beginning of wisdom.
很多时候我觉得我们有勇气承认我们错了，这真的是智慧的开端。
Don't hesitate to admit that you're wrong.
所以不要去犹豫说去承认你做错了。
One of the greatest lessons I've learned in life is admitting that I'm wrong.
我在我生命中学到最大的功课教训就是我要承认我自己做错了。
Because it breaks down my man, you know, big macho man thing.
这是把我一个大男人的尊严放下。
It breaks down my pride.
把我自己的骄傲破碎了。
It put egg on my face. Put egg on your face.
把鸡蛋在我脸上。
It's good for me.
对我来说是有益的。
Amen. That makes the next wrong easier.
让我下一次犯错的时候，认错的时候更容易了。
And then the other wrong even easier.
那么再下一次再去认错的时候更容易了。
Until you go to, I'm sorry, I'm wrong.Immediately,
到下一次的时候就很容易做到，很轻易就说出口，说对不起，我做错了。
Before people and before God,
不管是在人面前还是在神面前
，you keep your heart totally free from any pride.
所以在让你的心永远不要受到这个骄傲的捆绑。
And it helps you to see things correctly.
然后这样可以帮助我们很正确的看到那个真实的看到那个情况。
If you're not reached that stage yet, say to yourself, I could be wrong.
如果我们还没有达到这样的一个情况的时候，那我们对自己说，我可能是有做错的时候。
And then move on to, I am wrong.
然后接下来再说，是的，我错了。
And then move to, I'm definitely wrong.
然后到下一个阶段说，是我肯定错了。
If you can do that, then you can progress like Paul. I am wrong.
然后如果我们能做到这点，我们就会像保罗一样来。
Because at some time he realized, Jesus said, why are you persecuting me?
然后我们好像主耶稣突然对我们说，你为什么逼迫我呢？
Here is a man so proud of himself, having to realize I'm wrong.
对一个 保罗曾经是多么高的一个人，他突然承认自己做错了。
And finally, God uses that lesson that you have just learned.
神会使用他曾经所学到这个功课。
When He's opened your eyes,
他来打开你的双眼。
To use that to set other people free.
用你的经历来帮助其他人得到释放和自由。
So what does God say to Paul as his ministry?
所以当保罗当神对保罗施工说什么呢？
When he was blinded by the light of the glory of Jesus.
当他被神的荣光弄瞎了眼。
For 3 days he couldn't see.
但是神的光太亮，让他三天都睁不开眼。
Can you imagine the panic?
他突然 三天都看不见。
Oh no, I'm in trouble.
所以当时觉得很震惊，觉得
The very God that I wanted to serve is the very God that I've been persecuting.
他当时那种震惊挫败感，就是说我曾经热心要服侍神，却是我逼迫
的神。I've done the very opposite.
我反而我自己却做错事情了。
That is devastating.
对他说是多么难想象的一个情
况。Have you ever felt the very thing that I thought I did right was actually wrong?
有没有想过，曾经我们很坚持是对的事情，到头来发现是完全大错特错的事情。
For 3 days, he realized that.
3天，在那个三天的时间当中，保罗意识到。
Then God restored his sight.
然后三天之后，神呢恢复了他的。
Not only restored his sight, but restored his soul.
神不仅恢复了他的视力，也恢复了他的魂。
By giving him a purpose for his life.
借着赐给保罗一个新的使命，新的目的。
Isn't that God wonderful?
这是神是不是多么的奇妙？
When Peter made a mistake by denying Christ 3 times, God restored him, and not only restored him, but gave him a purpose.
彼得三次不认主之后，神主耶稣再一次的坚固了他，不仅呢恢复了他，并且赐给他一个施工，来给他一个生命的目的。
And this is what I mean when God restores you, He restores you even more.
这就是说，神他恢复我们的时候，不光是恢复我们原本的状况，甚至胜过我们之前的光景。
He gives you something additional.
他给你是一些额外的一些祝福。
So whatever the enemy intended to do,
就不管仇敌想尝试做什么
，the opposite will happen.
相反的事情会发生。
Not only will God restore you, but He will give you a purpose.
神不仅要恢复我们原来的光景，还要赐给我们一个新的目的和生命。
He will make you a weapon.
他会让你成为神国的一个武器。
So he said to Paul to open their eyes that they may turn to talk about the Gentiles. God is sending Paul to the Gentiles to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God that they may receive forgiveness of sin and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这里使徒行传26:18说我猜你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中转向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙救，得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So just to close, what I believe restoration is most valuable is when God changes the way we see things.
对于我来说，我相信神恢复工作的最重要的一点是恢复我们的眼目，我们看待事情的眼目。
It's like changing the chair from one color to another color.
好像把这把椅子的颜色从这个颜色变成另外一个颜色。
And then upgrading it.
然后把它的功能都升级了。
Amen. That's God.
这就是我们的神。让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your love towards us.
主，谢谢你对我们所有人的爱。
I pray that you restore us.
我祷告主，你亲自来恢复我们。
Restore our souls.
恢复我们的魂。
Help us to be able to see things.
帮助我们可以清楚地看待每件事情。
The way you see them.
让我们以基督你的眼光来看待。
Open our eyes, Lord.
主，开我们的眼。
Restore our sight.
来恢复我们的视力。
Brothers and sisters and friends, at this moment, ask the Lord to open your eyes.
弟兄姊妹和朋友们，我们祷告，求神来恢复我们的眼目。
And help you to see the way He sees.
来帮助我们以从神的眼目来看待。
So that you may be restored.
这样我们是让我们的魂得以恢复。
Brothers and sisters,
主啊，真的是我为我的弟兄姊妹祷告。
That you will forgive us,
主你来 免我们的罪。
Pray God that you will help us.
祷告主，你帮助我们。
To be made well in our soul.
让我们的魂得以完全。
Because we're willing to let you show us.
主啊，我们愿意让你来亲自的向我们显明。
To see things differently.
帮助我们以不同的眼光来看待事情。
Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand.
谢谢主，谢谢祷告。我们站立起来。
Deliver us, Lord.
主啊，来释放我们。
You see, there are those of us who are sitting in the corner of your house.
主，我们当中有些人坐在角落里。
You are hiding from everybody.
好像你要躲避任何的人。
And you are feeling sorry for yourself.
好像你自己感觉自怜。
And you feel that God has let you down.
你觉得神让你失望了。
God has not let you down.
我今天告诉你，神没有让你失望。
It is your understanding that is incorrect.
是你对神的认知还不正确。
You need to recognize what you are praying for.
你需要真正知道你所求的是什么。
What you are asking God.
你到底向神求什么。
You need to know and recognize what your answered prayer will look like.
你需要知道并且认识到神垂听你祷告的样式是什么。
If you can't,
如果你看不到神垂听你的祷告，
then you need to ask God to show you.
那么你要祈求神来向你显明。
Otherwise, you will forever be unhappy.
如果不这样的话，你永远都不会开心。
Forever lost.
永远很迷失。
Forever complaining about God is unjust.
你永远向神埋怨神不公义。
That he has let you down.
你永远总是说神让你失望了。
That he's not around for you.
总是说神你在哪里。
That you will find that Christianity does not work for you.
你会觉得好像基督教的信仰在你生命中行不通。
But the problem is,
但真正的问题是，
we need humble.
我们需要谦卑我们自己。
Ask the Lord.
来祈求神。
Show me, Lord.
主啊，向我显明。
What must I pray?
我真正应该求什么？
And how would I know you have answered my prayers?
主，当你垂听我的祷告的时候，让我看出来。
What does it look like, Lord?
主啊，看得清应该是怎样的。
Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Lord. I pray this on behalf of all of us.
主啊，真的带领我们这里所有人，我来祷告。
Because I know that you really want to set everybody free in this church.
主，我知道你很迫切的想在我们这里的每一个人得释放。
To rise above all the negativity.
主啊，你真的超乎一切负面的积蓄和思想。
You want us in the place of joy.
让我们提升到一个充满喜乐的光景当中。
And in the realm of the power of God.
让我们在充满一个神的能力和权柄的环境当中。
So that we live with power of God around us.
让我们的生命是带着能力和权柄的。
Father, set us free.
父啊，求你来释放我们。
Deliver us.
来释放我们。
Open our eyes, Lord.
主啊，打开我们属灵的眼睛。
That we may see.
让我们可以看清楚。
Break every stronghold.
主啊，打破一切的阻拦。
Open our eyes, Lord.
主啊，打开我们的眼睛，主。
Open our hearts, Lord.
主啊，打开我们的心哦，主。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你。
Hallelujah.
我们谢谢你。
If God is speaking to you today,
如果今天主在对你说话
，that like He is speaking to me,
就好像今天对我说话一样。
Open your heart.
我们一定要打开我们的心。
And make a decision.
今天我们要做一个决定。
And say, Lord, I am wrong.
就主啊，我知道我错了。
Open my eyes.
主啊，求你打开我的眼睛。
Have mercy on me.
主啊，怜悯我。
Have mercy on me.
怜悯我，主。
That I may experience your goodness in my life.
以致我可以在我的生命中经历你的良善。
That the life of your Son may flow through me.
以致耶稣基督的生命可以流淌在我的生命当中。
Hallelujah.Jesus, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Ora bakashanda babakasata. Jesus, we need your help. We need your love. We need your compassion. We need your mercy, Lord.
所以说我们需要你，主，我们需要你的爱，主，我们需要你的怜悯，我们需要你的饶恕。
Let us taste that the Lord is good.
让我们品尝主你的良善。
Let us walk in your goodness.
主，让我们行在你的慈爱当中。
Lord, I want to live.
主，我要活着。
I want to live.
主，我要好好的活着。
I want to live.
主，我要好好的活着。
God is saying to a few people here today, stop saying to yourself that you don't want to live.
主要对我们今天当中有些人说，不要再对你自己说，我不想再活了。
Don't want to live anymore.
你不要对自己说不想再活着了。
That's a lie from the enemy.
这是仇敌来的谎言。
That's not God.
不是从神而来的。
Neither is it from you.
也不是从你自己而来的。
I make a decision today.
让我们今天做一个决定。
So I want to live.
我今天我要好好的活着。
I want to live for my children.
我要为我的孩子而活。
I want to live for my family.
我要为我的家人而活。
And above all, I want to live for my God.
更重要的是，我要为我的主而活。
I will open the eyes of the blind.
主说我会让瞎眼的看见。
Lord will use me to open the eyes of the blind.
主使用我们也让那些瞎眼的看见。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢你主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
The Lord loves you.
主耶稣爱你。
The Lord loves you.
主耶稣爱你。
He's never changed.
永远不改变的
神 never abandoned you.
他从来没有离开过你
He loves you.
他深深地爱着你
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主
Thank you, Lord.
感谢你主耶稣
Jesus' name.
耶稣的
Amen. Please be seated. Today's service is over. If you need prayer, come forward. We'll pray for you.
今天聚会结束，如果有需要祷告的，欢迎跟他见面。